Melbourne Renegades assistant coach Simon Helmick. Great to catch up with Simon. A little while since I've spoken to him on the radio. It's the Stars, the Renegades. Tonight, Big Bash Nation. We'll cover it here on SEN. Good to chat, Simon.
G'day, Brett. How are you, mate?
Going well. Obviously, a big one tonight. I mean, obviously, the ladder position doesn't sit all that well. We can only play the match that's in front of you and another opportunity to have a crack at the Stars.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time there's a Melbourne derby, it's a big game for us. They're very competitive teams. Obviously, the Stars are doing a little better than us at the moment. We had a tight match a few days ago, so we'll be looking to change that outcome this game, Brett.
Just from a coaching point of view, knowing sort of where you sit on the table and in an action-packed sort of competition that comes and goes fairly quickly. It's not like you've got a six-month season. How do you sort of just keep, gelling the team and keeping them sort of fairly focused on the job, knowing that they're probably definitely out of finals contention?
Yeah, look, there's no issue regarding that, Brett. The team camaraderie and togetherness has been, exceptional. But it's more about, how do we stay in and win key moments? And that's what's cost us throughout this tournament. We've been in all but two matches. We've been in every game,
yeah.
And we've lost matches by small margins, but it's just been those little parts of play, losing a wicket just before taking the surge last match, losing a player just before the bonus point, just little phases, a drop catch here or there has had an enormous impact. And every team is so talented, laden with great depth, six hitting ability and, really good defensive bowlers. So you've just got to make sure that you're on top of your game all the time. And too many occasions for us, the Renegades have not been able to maintain, that the basics and being able to maintain that standard. So that's the challenge for us. Whoever we pick, obviously, is an opportunity for some younger guys. We've seen Jake Fraser-McGurk get his opportunities. We've seen Mackenzie Harvey, reintroduced back into the side after he was a, important member of the Premiership year a couple of years ago. So those guys are really important for us to keep growing and developing. So the more experience you get in T20, Brett, the more chance you're going to have success, later on. It's not necessarily a young man's game. We've got to try and get some games into some of these players as quick as possible.
And they'd be champing at the bit, no doubt, Simon. I mean, all these young guys, they want to play. They've got aspirations, obviously, to play for Australia in all forms of the game. That is for down the track. So, this time, even though from a team perspective, the season is a little shot, it's just such valuable time for those guys.
Oh, enormous opportunity, and that's where the as far as playing for team pride and obviously for our fans, which we're looking forward to getting out to Marvel for the very first time this season. And that's probably been a frustration for us, only being able to be there for one or two occasions this season. You've got an opportunity for not only for this season to finish off strong, but for seasons to come. Players. People are playing for opportunities and contracts, etc., and that's the reality of T20 cricket and franchise cricket. And we mustn't forget, the beating eyes all across the world are looking at this T20 competition at the moment. It's the only one going on right now.
Yep.
So as we've seen with other teams, like Josh Phillippe and others, has certainly from last season certainly capitalised on that and got opportunities in IPL and 100 ball competition, etc. So there's lots to go with it, but I suppose first and foremost for us and as a coaching group, we're just looking to keep developing our players, improve, play good cricket, and hopefully the result looks after itself.
So just from the most recent meeting against the Stars, that's fairly fresh in the mind. What are a couple of things you're looking to maybe tinker for tonight? Obviously selection and just the way you play.
Yeah, look, it's recognising key moments in situations where actually you take a breath and you take the single. It's making a decision on when do you take on the big shot and then when do you actually, hold on tightly for a moment. The same as with the ball, just executing our best defensive ball. When the Renegades have performed really well over the last decade, it's when we've had a really good, strong defensive unit and we've been, been willing to, just really work on, not necessarily trying to attack the stumps, but just work on making sure the opposition don't get a boundary, and that can actually then bring about some pressure and then bring about the wicket. Just a couple of fundamental mistakes in the field our last game, and no one means to miss chances, but that's the sort of stuff that we just need to try and avoid and something that we've always kept working on. But look, Maxwell and Soinis are obviously massively important for them,
yep.
As well as their spin in Zampa and Zakir Khan. They bowled very well last week. I tell you what, Zamps is in career best form at the moment.
Unbelievable. He's going beautifully. Simon Helmick with us, Melbourne Renegades assistant. The Stars and the Renegades tonight will have it on Big Bash Nation here on SEN. I mean, you've been involved, Simon, with a lot of T20 cricket. There's always, each season, little things that are happening with rules and just little innovations from teams. I mean, how much further can the game sort of go in terms of, you know, the product, do you think?
You can never compromise with talent. Talent's the most important part, and I think that's what, you know, what franchises, teams always want. I mean, how was that test match yesterday? It was just extraordinary, wasn't it? Seeing Rishabh Pant, he smacks him for the Delhi Capitals in Ricky Ponting's team over in India. Absolute star of the game, and he's actually gone from the T20 format and then brought it into, you know, with the test match arena. What an extraordinary game, but we'll talk about it another day. We've got lots of good talent. We've seen a lot of the good English players come over and do some really good things. The rules have been a funny one, Brett. I reckon the surge, when to take that second power play and also the bonus point, has sometimes clouded people's or players' thinking, and it has brought about wickets, etc. Those who have done things really well during the surge haven't necessarily worried about it too much. They've just taken it strategically, but haven't overplayed. They still play what we'd call cricket shots. And it's the same with the teams that are nice and calm, you know, for the bonus point. Yeah, you get the bonus point. It is what it is. It's a bonus. But the focus must be, in fact, on getting the win. And that's probably where we made a couple of errors in the early part of the tournament. So I think the rules are good. Talent's still the most important thing.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. And I think a lot of your current side, are they locked in for next season? Is there sort of multi-year deals with the Renegade squad?
Yeah, not being across all the contracts. However, yeah, we've got a lot of our players will be on for next season. Yep. But as we all know, Brett, at the end of a season, everyone's assessed.
Yep.
And there's lots of things that can happen, obviously, in the season in making sure that you put together a side that's going to be competitive. Probably the setback for us this year, Brett, you know, Riley Rousseau has been injured. He won't play now for the rest of the season. Mm. Imran Tahir, unfortunately, didn't get here. We've had a couple of setbacks with our overseas. Nabi had to then go back to Ireland a bit earlier than what we'd first thought in a series against them. So, look, the overseas influence, you know, is really important. We saw that again with the Perth Scorchers. If you can get a couple of good overseas influences, as well as strong domestic talent, balancing experience and youth, that will often be the recipe for getting a good side. And that's what we'll attempt to do again next season.
You mentioned the Scorchers, big winners last night. That game was at Marvel, of course, by 59 runs. So they've come good, like a lot predicted. The Sydney Sixers are sort of setting themselves apart at the top. How are you looking at that sort of top end of the table?
Yeah, I think you've summed it up well. They're playing really good cricket, Scorch. It's got some great impact players. Gee, I was impressed with Benny McDermott the other night at Marnica. Isn't he an unbelievable player? Just so strong. And, it's a shame for him he didn't get another 100. So there's some really strong teams out there. I think the Hurricanes and Thunder are probably two other teams. And then there's that fifth spot. And everyone else, unfortunately not us at this point in time, but everyone else is battling for that final spot. So that's the way I see it for the moment, Brett.
Yeah, going to be a great end to the season. I know you said we might talk about another day, but before I let you go, I do have to ask you about the test match because...
Yes, please.
When
please.
I said on social media at the end of yesterday, there's people popping up in my feed, Simon, who are just saying, this has been one of the most captivating things I've ever watched. And I'm thinking, I don't even think you would be invested in test cricket. So it's captured, obviously, the cricket hard nuts, but just those casual observers who love a great sporting contest.
You're absolutely right. So after training yesterday, we all went into the team manager's room and the GM's room, and it was Finchie and myself, Maxi Klinger, and we were exactly the same as you, Brett. We were captivated by what we saw. Just a terrific competitive, test match series. I think you remember back in 2005, that amazing epic series in the Ashes over in England, that was just unbelievable. I liken that to... You know, to this series. I mean, let's face facts. They were bowled out for 36 in Adelaide. Well, there's no chance. And then the captain goes home. So how good's Rahane? How good's their setup now? India are an absolute powerhouse. For what they've just done, with Siraj having to step up and be, you know, debuting this season, all of a sudden he's leading the attack come the fourth test. They've got unbelievable depth. Shubman Gill. And these guys, Siraj, I remember he played in the Sunrisers 3 or 4 years ago for us, Brett, when I was over there, he in the IPL. These guys have actually come through the IPL system. Obviously, they play their Ranji Trophy, which is, you know, our version of the Sheffield Shield. So, very strong competition, but, gee, their depth, their off-field support staff, the fact they had all their players up and ready for all the injuries they had, an unbelievable series. And, Yeah, they're going to be hard to stop, and one where I suppose the Aussies are thinking, gee, what could have we done better? The only thing we could have done better, Brett, and season's gone past, we would have batted longer, been more ruthless. That's what we didn't quite get this year, this season. And I think our players understand that, our staff understand that.
Yeah, plenty to pull apart, no doubt. We'll do it with Ian Healy as well in about 10 or 15 minutes' time. Thank you, Simon. Good luck tonight.
Good on you, mate. Hope those tennis players get organised soon too.
I'm copying it on the text. The temper's going off.
Yeah, mate, I'm sure you are.
Exploding on the temper. Thank you, Simon. Simon Helmet.
Good on you, mate. See
from
you.
The Melbourne Renegades. Stars Renegades tonight. Big Bash Nation will have it live. A break will set the scene for a big day on SEN Track next.